Hey guys, Scott Harris here, millionaire mentor and the founder of Ultimate Coach, where we train the world's best coaches. Stopping by to chat to you this week about one of my continuing favorite topics, which of course is time. Now, if you saw last week's blog, I talked about sacred time. Today, I really want to talk about active time, uptime, present time, time when you are actually on and engaged and getting stuff done. You know, I talk a lot about taking time out, taking time to journal, taking time to reflect, taking time to pause and make sure that you're, you know, where you need to be and you're really grateful and blessed for the experience you're having. But also I want to talk about making sure that when it's time to be on, are you on? You know, it's time for you to be at your office or at your desk or on your computer or on your phone or face to face with your clients. Are you actually on? And this will sound kind of weird. I'm not encouraging or coaching you in any way, shape or form to be busier. What I'm coaching you on is really the intention to be more active and to be more up and to be more present. You know, there is a difference between, you know, sitting in front of a computer and knocking out two or three emails and getting lost in some stuff that you don't need to get lost in. And there's a difference between sitting in front of a computer and punching out 25, 35, 45 contacts or emails or communications and getting some stuff done. Same thing, if you're making deals, if you're knocking on doors, if you're, whatever you're doing, really just want to make sure that when you're on, you're on. When you're present, you're present. And there might be a couple of things you want to do to help support yourself in that. And number one, obviously, is physically. I don't talk too much about physicality and health because I kind of just take health as a given. If you're not taking care of your body, if you're not nourishing your cells, if you're not honoring this gift you've been given, well, that already puts us behind the eight ball. But assuming you're healthy or drinking your green drink and eating your broccoli, I think it's important every day, even multiple times a day, to have a ritual, to have a process, to have something physical you do or some words that you say or something that you focus on every day to remind you that when it's time to be on, you want to be on. And when it's time to go have your sacred time, have your sacred time. And I learned this from my coach when I was an athlete more than 20 years ago. He would say when we were training, he'd say, Scotty, when it's time to go hard, go hard. And when it's time to go easy, go easy. He says, I'm going to give you 15, 16 different workouts for the week, and some of them will be hard and some of them will be easy. And don't confuse the two. Otherwise, what happens is, if you're always trying to be at the same level of intensity, what usually happens is, you very rarely are giving your best, and you're very rarely giving yourself time to recover and rediscover yourself and nurture yourself. So I just want to make sure. We talked about sacred time. This week, we're chatting about on time and present time. When it's time to be on, pick that time frame. Is it an hour? Is it 3 hours? Is it 4 hours? Great, go be on. Get stuff done. Make phone calls, make deals, write emails, read your content, whatever it is you're gonna do. And then it's time to take a little pause, take a little gap. Make sure you really enjoy that gap. Make sure you really enjoy that time. And then take a deep breath, reread something to get back in focus, redo something physically to get back in that state you need to be in, and then go get some more done. So with that, message is simple this week, present time, uptime. When it's time to be on, be on. When it's time to go and have a green tea, have a green tea and try not to confuse the two. So hope that's useful for you. If it is, great, love to hear your comments. Love for you to share this video with some friends and family if you'd love to do that for us. And as always, if you have any questions that you'd like me to maybe share some of my thoughts with for you on this blog each week, I'd love to hear them. You can pop your questions in here on the page or you can send them direct to my office. We'd love to be able to continually find ways to support you in your journey to have the life that you absolutely deserve and deliberately desire to have. With that, this is Scott Harris, your ultimate coach and millionaire mentor, saying live very deliberately, be present to your on time. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.